At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Live from Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, the voice of Magic fans. Join us every week for a unique fan perspective on all of the latest Magic news and updates. The show starts now.
What's up, Magic fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and Bet Online, where your hosts, Al, myself, Anthony. Today is Friday, January 12th, and we're taking on the Miami Heat tonight. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about the return of Markelle Fultz. Is Wendell Carter Jr. a player to monitor as we get closer to the NBA trade deadline? And is Malcolm Brogdon on the Magic radar? But before we get into all of that, just a quick word from our sponsors, Bet Online. With the NFL playoffs right around the corner and the NBA season in full swing, Bet Online has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action, see all the updated odds. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Just a quick little reminder before we fully jump into the episode, we do have our Instagram subscription option. This is a platform that we just created recently that replaced our Patreon service. We just had our first Q&A roundtable live that we did this past week, where we were able to talk hoops in person with some of our subscribers. And we're talking Magic basketball literally all day long, every day. You get exclusive to some extra posts and stories and a lot of really, really neat options in there. So if you're looking for a more intimate Magic group to be able to talk Magic basketball, it's an awesome option. So if you haven't already done it, go into our Instagram page, Orlando Magic HQ, and sign up, man. Let's talk Magic basketball. Al, the week in review. So the last three games since we recorded our last podcast, we had a major win against the Denver Nuggets, 122-120. We ended up finally getting back at the Atlanta Hawks and getting a win there, 117-110. And then an unfortunate ass beating by the Minnesota Timberwolves, 113-92. Just a quick summary from you, Al. When you think back of this last week, what are some major things that kind of stood out to you with the Magic?
The first thing has got to be shooting, right? So you look at both games, Denver and Atlanta, 17 three-pointers made for the Magic in those two games. We ended up winning those games. And it's just funny, man. You think about the number of injuries that we're dealing with, Franz being out, Wendell being out, J.I. being out. And yet we find a way to go into Denver on the last day of a four-game road trip, West Coast road trip, and you find a way to beat the NBA champs. That was an impressive, impressive win. I cannot think of a better game, honestly, like a more surprising outcome, I guess, than when we went to LA a few years back with Markel Healthy, BJ Johnson, and those guys, and we ended up pulling off that game. So a very, very impressive win by the Magic in that game against the Nuggets. And then the Hawks, to your point, they've had our number the last maybe year or so, where every game we're leading by double digits, they come back, and in the last minute, they steal the game from us. DeJounte Murray has done it multiple times for us, hitting the big buckets. So I was afraid coming down into the wire with that game and thinking he's going to do it again. Thankfully, though, the Magic were able to put it away. Paolo Banchero, man, being the leader, being the all-star that he is going to be here next month, put it away for us. So impressive outcome. I think back to last week, both of us were kind of negative. We were like, hey, so many injuries. I think you said 0-3. I think I might have said 1-2. Surprisingly enough, the Magic went 2-1. So we got to be really pleased with the outcome. As we'll talk about later, things get harder in the week ahead. But impressive outcome considering the injuries. We need to get any win that we can this month. Such a tough schedule. And the way I'm seeing it, man, 12 days into the month, we've won two games. Keep finding a way to keep chipping at it and winning maybe a few more. And after that, hopefully we're healthy. But shooting, man, that was the key thing for me. When we shoot the ball well, Paolo looks incredible, and the team wins games. What about you? What was your takeaway from this past week?
I think really the fight against Denver and Atlanta, you know, good teams find a way to win, no matter what it is that they're going through, injuries, circumstances, adversity. The Magic are seeing that now. Injuries is a problem plague that we continue to go through season after season after season. And we have choices. We can either, you know, blame our season on the injuries and just continue to let it get away from us, or we do something about it. Now, the great things or the fortunate things now is that we have people that allows us to be able to do that. Paolo Banchero is playing out of his mind. Jalen Suggs is stepping up. So without Franz, who is somebody that we rely a lot of our game on, outside of Paolo, the Magic are still finding a way to get it done. The unfortunate part is reality at some point is going to hit, right? Reality is going to set in. We can't expect for the Magic to go on this unreal run with the roster that they have, with us dealing with injuries, and at some point it not running out on us. And that's exactly what happened against the Minnesota Timberwolves. As much as I love Goga, as much as I love Mo, they just were not enough for Karl Anthony Towns, who went 5-for-5 from the three-point line, which is absolutely insane. Rudy Gobert had a really good game, and this is us losing the whole entire, like the whole game. We were just getting stomped on. And this is without Anthony Edwards really having a huge, massive impact. So it was unfortunate. It hurts even more so that it was on a home court. I had some family that went to the game that, you know, they don't go to a whole lot of Magic games. They really don't follow the Magic all that much, but they wanted to go because of the experience and because there's a lot of excitement. And it was a terrible showing. It was a really, like, I promise you guys, this is a season that we're really good. You guys just went to a, like a really bad game. I promise you we're good. I promise. Scout's honor. But, you know, it is what it is. The great news is that reinforcements, they are coming. We got word that Joe Ingles did not show up on the injury report, so we're going to bring him back. Jonathan Isaac, it was confirmed, kind of confirmed, right, that, you know, it was him dealing more so with illness than it is any injuries. You got Markelle Fultz back. You know, we're still a little unclear with Wendell Carter. So little by little, we're getting our guys back. And that's going to be the most important thing, because now that we're looking at it, right, we talk about one of the greatest strengths of this team is the fact that we hung our hat a lot on our second unit, being the best second unit in the NBA. The guys who were saying that and beating on their chest the loudest, Joe Ingles, he hasn't played because of injuries. So now I'm really interested to see, like, is this Joe Ingles' impact for real? We talked about it. We joke about it. Everyone is screaming and yelling to my face like Joe Ingles is the reason why we're so successful. Okay, now I want to see it. Now I want to continue seeing that improvement. Like, prove me super wrong. Don't just prove me wrong. Prove me super wrong. And I'm hoping that we're going to see really, really big impacts from implementing Joe Ingles back into the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, it's more shooting, it's more playmaking, two things that we're lacking right now with all the injuries. But how can we talk about last week and not talk about Caleb Houston, man? I think that he struggled a bit with Minnesota, no doubt about it. But prior to that, good to see him finally kind of take that mindset of, I'm open, I'm shooting it, which he's never been afraid to shoot the ball. But, man, he had a great week. It's so great, again, to see Paolo with some shooters around him. Even though, again, like Chuma wasn't shooting it well, but he's known to be a three-point shooter. So the defense was at least keeping him honest and paying attention to him. So it was fun to see. I mean, it makes you wonder, again, what the Magic could look like, you know, 8 months from now if they make some trades and free agency goes our way, if we add some shooting. But talk to me about Caleb Houston. What were your thoughts on him and how he performed this week, given the freedom of to create and kind of be a more involved players in our game plan?
Yeah, man. I mean, shout out to the front office, Caleb Houston, you know, 6'8", being able to shoot behind the 3-point line like he has been. He's shooting 38% from 3-point line this season, just 28 games so far. So he's definitely an added value. He's not just a throw in. You know, the Magic, they don't like their second round picks as it is. And Caleb Houston has done really, really well for us. He's done so well that honestly, I'm not even mad at the fact that Jet Howard isn't on our roster right now because of the impacts that we've seen from Caleb Houston. This is somebody who's grinded it out in the G League, has played extremely well there, and is translated into the NBA. As simple as that. So, one, it gives me hope. It gives me some optimism that, you know, what we're doing with Jet Howard is definitely the right move, and eventually he'll develop, right? And Caleb Houston, he's just stepping up, man. He's taking advantage of his opportunities. He's going in there. He's making the right reads. He's not forcing anything. He's taking what the defense is giving him. It's not just 3-point shots. Like, a majority of his game is that, but there's times where he's driving down the lane. He's moving without the basketball. He's dishing it back out. So I like what I'm seeing from Caleb Houston. Caleb Houston is a fun watch. He's the purest shot that we have on this team. Shout out to him who just celebrated his 21st birthday. He's still so young. And every single time, and Jeff Turner talks about this all the time, and I couldn't agree with him more, that every single shot that he takes, it looks good. I'm shocked. I'm more shocked that he missed it than when he makes it. Like, you expect for every single ball that he throws out there, you expect for it to go in. And the shooting is awesome. He's opening the floor up, and he's adding some very, very valuable minutes at the moment.
Yeah, I think for sure he's earning himself more minutes in the rotation. Whenever it is that we're fully healthy, you got to play him. Again, he provides us with a skill, which is shooting, that we lack in. So, I mean, if off the bench, some way, somehow, he can get minutes with a Joe Ingles, with a Gary Harris, whatever that may be, again, that we need three-point shooting, he's providing us with that. I know we talk all the time about, hey, should we trade for a shooter? Should we do whatever for a shooter? We may have one in-house. We may have someone here that we can continue to develop. He is young. He's only a sophomore in the NBA, second year. So he's going to struggle at times like he did on Tuesday night. But at the end of the day, keep giving him shots. He's going to make a decent majority of them. But it's exciting to see the growth. Again, you think about the last two drafts by our front office. Jalen Suggs, Franz Wagner, Paolo, and Caleb. Again, you got to be excited for what's to come with this little core that we're developing. So it's definitely great to see.
Yeah, and listen, Markel Fultz returned. So talk to me about Markel. Obviously, we weren't expecting for him to pick up right where he left off. We knew that there was going to be an adjustment period. We knew that, you know, as much growth as we've seen with his shot, we just couldn't expect for him to be able to just go out there and start drilling three-pointers or drilling his mid-range. But give me your first initial thoughts of Markel Fultz returning to action for the Magic.
First things first, man, it's good to see him back on the court. Let me start with that. But I will say, if you're a Magic fan, I mean, I'll speak for myself in this case, I recall being at opening night saying to myself, man, I'm excited for this year because, number one, it's the first time we'll see Markel kind of be healthy to start the season, see the team be fully healthy, which that lasted about 2 months. But Markel Fultz, man, it's worrisome what we're seeing, unfortunately. And it's, in particular, I'm talking about the free throws that he took the other night. I'm talking about the jump shots that he's taken the last couple of games. I'll ask you, do you see some resemblance into who he used to be when we first got him, where that shot just doesn't look clean, doesn't look comfortable taking it? In particular, a pass from Paolo to the corner, wide open three. He passes it up. He actually goes to the basket instead to take a contested fadeaway shot that he missed horribly. So let me ask you that real quick. Are you concerned with his shot at this point in time?
I'm more concerned with the fact that we're already getting to the point where we're coming really close to the midway point of the season. This is the part where people are really supposed to be rolling, right? And the fact that, he's behind now. It's just, we know what Markel is able to do. We know what he's good at. We know what he's not good at. I don't want anyone to necessarily think that these last few games is what he is now. Like, give him a month, give him 2 months, and he's going to be a completely different player, and everyone's going to be changing their tune. At the same time, like Paolo Banchero or Franz Wagner, they're our guys, right? We really need to start asking the tough question of, is Markel Fultz really the right point guard for them? And we don't know that yet. We haven't been able to truly, truly, really see if he is. We know what he is. What he's not is he's not someone that we can rely on as a threat behind the three-point line. What's concerning is him giving up a wide-open three-point shot to then drive to the basket into traffic, and then it leads to nowhere. So that's the part that's concerning. Because previously, last season, you know, even if the shot wasn't going in, we were at least happy that he was taking those shots. Like, nobody is telling you not to shoot. I can't think of one fan, one person that I've spoke to about Orlando Magic basketball that they said, Markel Fultz, please to God, do not shoot the basketball. Nobody's saying that. People want him to shoot. I don't care about his non-perfect shot. Like, if he's dealing with what it is that he's dealing with, it is what it is. Like, we knew that going into it. We're not surprised by it, right? At this point, it's part of his basketball DNA. It's just, there's no coming back from it. There's times where you don't see it. There's times when you do see it more. And unfortunately, right now, we're seeing more of that hitch right now. It could be because it's just been a lot of time without basketball. It could be what it is. It could be because maybe there's a loss of confidence. It can be a numerous different amount of things, and we just don't know. What we do know is Markel Fultz is still a very valuable basketball player to this team. He's still the best point guard that we have on this basketball team. So until the Magic do ultimately end up making a decision on him, this is the guy that we have to run with. I like the fact that the Magic, I like that they're not starting Markel Fultz. I like that they're not starting Wendell Carter. Like, I like that they're bringing them off the bench. It could be because they're still trying to graciously bring them back to speed. But a part of me also kind of feels like, listen, if we were rolling without you guys. So if you want to get back to that point, then you're going to have to also prove it and show it. Like, I really hope that that's an aspect of it. You have to earn it back, because it's even so much so that we have Jalen Suggs running the point guard position. He's our starting point guard. So I'm not too worried about Markel Fultz just yet, but the real question would be, if there's an opportunity to enhance your team, make your team better at the NBA trade deadline, knowing that we really haven't had a whole lot of opportunity to see Markel Fultz this season, would you be open to making a move on Markel Fultz if the right opportunity came up?
I mean, I think you have to, right? At this point, you're right in the thick of things. You're right in that 8th to 4th seed in the East, you know, race. Your two young stars are playing out of their minds right now. One of them will definitely be an all-star this year. you got to, right? You cannot continue this game of evaluating. Like, at some point, you got to know what you have. But going back to Markel real quick, I pulled up his stats for a second because I'm like, wait, have I seen him hit a three-pointer this year? He has not. Zero of them. How many has he taken? I just had the number here. Three of them the whole season. Okay, it's only seven games. Whatever. But more worrisome, man, is the free throw shooting. So free throw shooting, if I were to just ask you to guess, I don't know if you have the numbers pulled up or not, what is the percentage of free throws Markel Fultz has hit this year? Just give me an estimate real quick.
We'll go 60%.
I would love that. It's a 37.5. That is the lowest since even his Philly days. He was hitting 47% in Philly. So my thing is this. I hate to be, you know, but dude, it's weird. So this is my thing. We saw the videos in the summer, right? And his shot was looking beautiful. We kept talking about it, the 3-point shot. I don't like conspiracies, but I'm gonna throw this one at you. The whole knee thing, bro, that wasn't it. I'm sorry, but it wasn't. Something happened. And my thinking is, did he overwork the shoulder? You know, in the off season, it was feeling good. He was shooting threes a lot more. Something happened when he hurt it again. We're back to square one. Or what? Bad fall, the shoulder's injured again. But something definitely changed, man, because even watching him in warmups today, there was a video that someone posted on Twitter, and he made the 3-point shot. He made it. But the form is back to the little, like, low kind of gather to, like, a very slow release. We're back to that again. So something happened, unfortunately. And tying it all back together again, talking about the trade deadline, give him 3 weeks to show you what he has. Hopefully he's healthy. Hopefully he is able to showcase some skills. But man, if it's in this 3 weeks, he cannot show you that he's ready to step up and be ready for the playoffs. To your point, he's an expiring contract. You gave him a chance. You paid him really well to give him a chance. If there's some point guards out there that make more sense, you got to pull the trigger. His contract will be valuable because it's expiring. You got picks. You know that you need shooting. Again, man, I got to tell you, I'm probably one of the biggest Markel Fultz fans. I have, I think, two or three of his jerseys. I want him to succeed in Orlando. Like, I really, really do. But, dude, like, I'm looking at his stats again. 8 games in 2020, 18 games in 2021, 60 last year, 7 so far this year. There's a trend, unfortunately, that it's not looking good. So I'm hoping for the best. I hope that in a week, something magically heals and he's back to being the Markel that we last saw. But if not, Jalen Suggs is doing really well. France is doing amazing. Paolo's doing great. You may have to turn the page here at some point.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Markel Fultz' career average as a free throw percentage, we're looking at 72%. Just last year was his best year behind the three-point line, where he averaged 31% from behind the three-point line with a 1.5 attempt per game. So last season was where he was moving towards the right direction, and obviously, you know, the amount of games that he's missed, and you know how the Magic operate. We really don't know if it's the whole entire time is tendonitis. I've dealt with tendonitis before. It is not fun, and it is painful and very, very hard to play through. So I can only imagine what that is at that level. So I'm not saying that it wasn't tendonitis, but we know also that if there was a shoulder situation, that's a lot of negative publicity that the Magic have known to protect their players from, and they just won't share that information. We know that, and unfortunately we're seeing it. So we can't confirm, we can't deny, we can't do any of that, whether it is or it isn't. The great thing, or at least the positive side of it, is that he's at least active and he's able to play now. It's going to take some time for him to get reacclimated with the team. The part that's frustrating is that there were moments where, you know, he was missing like 2 feet from the basket, like super easy, simple shots that, you know, normally those are guaranteed. Those are, you know, he's always done well around the rim. So whether it's mental, whether it's confidence, whether it's just getting his feet underneath him, he's extremely valuable to what we're trying to accomplish. And again, there's no better point guard on this team than Markelle Fultz. And we just got to be patient. We got to give him time. And if something does come around, like at the end of the day, I want it to be clear. Like I love Paolo Banchero. I love Franz Wagner. I love every single player. I fell in love with all these players. These players are, you know, part of what makes this team fun to watch. But at the end of the day, man, I am more a Magic supporter than I am a supporter of these individual players. So whatever is right for the team, to me, is the most important aspect, is top priority. So if there's a deal out there that's going to better your team, and you have to part ways with as much as it would be tough, part ways with Markelle Fultz, then it's just something that you have to do. We've tried, we've tested, and we've done all that we can. I'm not saying to go out there and make it your mission to move him. I'm not saying that at all. But if an opportunity comes up that you can't say no to, then that's just what needs to be done.
You know what's crazy? If I would have told you back in October, hey, man, we're going to have Wendell Carter for like 9 games halfway through the season and Markelle only 7 games. Knowing what we knew last year, right, that the impact these two guys had on the Orlando Magic and how much they meant to us at that point guard and center position.
You would have thought we were a lottery team again.
We would probably, we'll probably be, you know, along with the Pistons again and San Antonio fighting for a lottery odd instead of a playoff spot. And yet here we are, January 11th, 12th today. And the Magic are, you know, fighting for the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference. So when you think about that, that's why in my mind, I'm like, okay, we got to make decisions, not again in the summer, unfortunately, but make a couple of moves that make sense today where you're not risking, you know, your financial flexibility for the summer. You're not risking any crazy draft capital. But again, we talked about it last week. Guys like Tyus Jones, guys like, hey, what about a Rozier from Charlotte? Like those type of guards that shouldn't cost you, you know, an arm and a leg, but yet they would give you some shooting, some scoring, and help Paolo and Franz kind of get ready for this playoff push that we're going to. So to your point, if it makes sense, we got to consider it, even though, again, we're all tied to these guys. We want to see them all succeed together. But unfortunately, the time is coming. We've been talking about this for 2-3 years where decisions will have to be made eventually. And unfortunately, whether it's for health reasons, whether it's for whatever reasons, things are playing out in a way that they're dictating themselves. Right now, we're looking at Paolo, Franz, really Jalen Suggs, Cole Anthony as that core of guys. Anyone outside of that at this moment, to me, it's an option to be moved.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, the Magic have to be careful too, because you don't want to make a decision for today, for the playoff this year. Like, it's not about making the playoffs this year. This is about making the playoff every year after this season. This is about changing the culture of the Orlando Magic. It's about winning an NBA championship. Just because you said the name Terry Rozier, does he do that? Probably not, right? So who is the point guard of the future, right? Like who's going to be the person at the helm that you know is going to be riding with Franz and Paolo Banchero for the next, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, right? That we hope. The only person that you can really hang your head on right now is Anthony Black, and that's because he's who you drafted. Maybe Cole Anthony, mm-hmm. because you've invested in those players, but you really don't, you don't know. What we do know is nobody can sit here confidently and say that person is Markelle Fultz for a lot of different aspects. Shooting, injuries, mm-hmm. you name it. We wish that wasn't so, because everyone genuinely likes Markelle Fultz. There's a very small, minimal number of people that I've spoke to that says they're not for, they don't support Markelle Fultz. Markelle Fultz is exactly what you want out of a player. It's just, man, just a string of bad injuries, a string of just dealing with unfortunate events. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's you have to be able to protect your future. And your future is Paolo and Franz and Jalen Suggs, who I'm now incorporating into that core. Because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
All these injuries, they scare me. They scare me because what's happening is now you're forcing Paolo Banchero to do more. And what I mean by more is Paolo Banchero, as much as I love his mid-range, I love his ability to be able to stretch the floor, but his bread and butter is utilizing a 6'10", 250-pound frame and playing bully basketball. And sometimes, too much of it, we've seen where he forces it. He has the body that he's able to do that, but at the same time, man, that opens up so much risk of him getting injured. So now he has to carry so much more of that load because he doesn't have healthy players around him. Scares me of him opening up to possibly getting hurt. Like the other day when he messed up his ankle and he screamed, like you can hear him cursing up a storm through the TV of him messing up his ankle right after Franz. And you're just kind of like, man, this is so unsurprisingly the Orlando Magic, right? And he leaves, mm-hmm. but then he comes back, and then he plays like a whole nother level, like as if he went to the back and they shot him up with some, you know, painkillers. You know what I mean? Because he came out and he just played crazy basketball, and then he played again, mm-hmm. and then he played again, and then he played again. So my fear is I don't want to wear down. I know that he's really, really young, but no Paolo Banchero. I'm fearful for what this season looks like. Like, one loss, mm-hmm. and the Magic already dropped to the 8th seed in the East. Like, every game matters. So much so that
yep.
what I don't want also is I don't want us to lose the respect that we've already kind of acclimated already. Like, we're playing against the Miami Heat, and yet Jimmy Butler isn't playing against us again because they know that they don't need Jimmy Butler to beat us. Like, those are the things that kind of mm-hmm. go through my mind. So whether it's Markelle Fultz, whoever, we need this team to be healthy. We need players to elevate the same way that Paolo has been elevating his game.
Yeah, and you talk about, again, injuries, talk about Markelle. Another name I'll throw out there to you, too, that has been hurt. He's questionable for tonight's game in Miami. Wendell Carter. So we saw Mark Stein report recently that he's a name that he keeps hearing. That's a player to monitor as we approach a trade deadline. I'll pass it on to you real quick, but what are your thoughts on that, on Wendell Carter kind of being on the block, perhaps? Mark Stein is probably one of the few reporters that I believe, because he's kind of linked a few things to the Magic in the past that have turned out to be true. So that kind of surprised me that he reported that. So what are your thoughts? Are you against it? Are you for it? Are you willing to entertain it? What are your thoughts on Wendell potentially being out there and being shopped around?
Yeah, I mean, listen, with the Magic need a true center. Wendell Carter is just not, he's not a true center. He's just not. He's not mentally, in my opinion. It's my opinion that he prefers playing the four than he does the five. At the same time, like you love Wendell because of the story. Him playing for Chicago, we ended up trading Nikola Vucevic. he comes in and he dealt with a lot of injuries in Chicago, and then he comes in and we sign him to an extension, and the extension is a cheap contract, and then he's outplaying his contract, right? So you gravitate towards that. At the same time, I feel like the experiment that we had of Gogo Batadze is that, you know, he was a true center in the aspect of, you know, 7-footer, rim protector. He's doing the little things. Like, he's not trying to be your primary person offensively. And I feel like, you know, there's times where Wendell, he's trying to do that. Like, he wants to be the best player on the team. I don't need my center to be the best player on my team. I just don't. You're not Shaq. You're not Dwight. I don't need that. We have that with Paolo. We have that with Franz. Those are our guys. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. We need support systems. And I think that, you know, that might be an adjustment for Wendell. I think also that from a mind state, maybe he doesn't like coming off the bench. Maybe, you know, he doesn't like the success that Goga has. So I don't know. Wendell is interesting. This is another one of those things where during the NBA trade deadline, if somebody's calling and asking, this is a player that you have to talk about. This is a player that you have to be open to listening to, you know, how other teams value Wendell Carter. I don't believe the Magic will be sellers. I think the Magic will be buyers. Like, I really do think that they're not just trying to get rid of their players. If the Magic go into the NBA trade deadline and do absolutely nothing, I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't be surprised. It's just what it is, that we have a good basketball team. Like, we're exactly way ahead of what we thought we would be playing. At the same time, if another team is asking us and there's something that makes sense, then by all means, man, I told you the most important thing is this team over any of the players not named Paolo, Franz, and Jalen.
I agree with you. So that's the thing, man. It's hard because, again, we saw the success that Wendell had the last couple of years. Health always been an issue. He has not played, I think, more than 65 games, I think, his NBA career. So durability is an issue with him. And you talk about the Magic always dealing with injuries. So he's one of those that you can expect to miss a bunch of games every year. But again, it kind of sucks in a way that things have played out the way that they have. I'm a fan of his, just like Markel. I'm rooting for him. I hope that he figures it out. But I don't know, man. I said it jokingly, kind of, in a group chat the other day. Like, I feel like something happened to Markel and Wendell. Well, like, their superpowers got stolen. Like, what happened to these guys? They were Space incredible Jam. Last year. And, yeah, man, and this year they're just, like, they can't figure it out. Whereas Wendell defensively doesn't look like the same guy that he was last year. He was a great team defender. Not quite the case this year. Offensively, he can't quite figure it out either. So it's a little bit unique of a situation with those two guys. But to your point, if a team calls, think of a Portland, think of a, I don't know, San Antonio, and they offer you a good guard in exchange for Wendell and whatever, you got to pick up the phone and say, hey, you know what? Let's talk. Let's see what's going on. So I don't think we move him this trade deadline, maybe in the offseason, if anything. But I think the front office likes Wendell. I think Wendell likes it here. He just has to find his rhythm and get back to who he used to be. Because right now, unfortunately, he's not playing like not even 50% of who he was last year.
Yeah. So another player that was linked to the Magic is Blazers guard Malcolm Brogdon, a player that was drafted by John Hammond in Milwaukee. And this is something that I would definitely consider, man. Malcolm Brogdon would be an awesome, awesome veteran to add to this team. As I'm looking right now, the Blazers right now, they're getting beat by the Thunder by almost 62 points. The Blazers is just a team that Malcolm Brogdon has no business being on. This is someone that can really be serviceable, be able to help a team win games. And the Blazers just don't have a direction for him. So we believe that this is a player that will be on the move. It was reported that the Knicks, the Magic, and the Sixers will all emerge to be potential suitors. What are your thoughts on Malcolm Brogdon?
I mean, he fits right in, man. When you look at his stats right now, 14 points, almost 15 points, 5 assists. Most importantly, 41%, almost 42% from three-point range. Almost an 80% free throw shooter. I mean, to your point, he's a guy, kind of a taller guard, 6'4", good defender. The front office likes him. They drafted him. He won Rookie of the Year under their leadership in Milwaukee. You got to think there's some connections there. We need vets. We know that. We need guys who can come into the locker room and be good vets. Makes a ton of sense. Only concern with him, much like Markel, much like Wendell, is the injury concerns. He's a guy that has not really played a full season, I don't think, ever in his career. He's known for missing games. So you would have to trade something where it's not very valuable. We're talking about Chuma. We're talking about maybe a Markel, for meaning the expiring contract of Markel, to Portland. So it wouldn't have to be a major trade asset just because you don't know what you're getting in him. Contract-wise, I just closed a tab, but do you happen to know what his contract situation is right now? Because I think that's another thing to think about.
2 years, 45 mil.
245. So actually, so he's on the contract next year as well. Age 32. So, I mean, for that kind of money, let me ask you this. So I know we've talked about this guy many, many times, but I'll say it again. For that kind of money, that age, would you rather go Malcolm Brogdon and he'd be your point guard? Or would you rather go Buddy Hield and he'll be your starting shooting guard? What would be your decision between those two guys?
So here's my thing. If Anthony Black is still, like, if the plan is Anthony Black to be your future, which I do believe, right? You're talking about a 6'7" point guard in Anthony Black that you literally just drafted. You're investing in him. It wouldn't make sense to bring in a veteran point guard like Malcolm Brogdon until Anthony Black is able to kind of take over the reins, or even just as a veteran. Now, if you're asking me about Buddy Hield, I mean, Buddy Hield, like, to me, that's number one priority in the offseason if nobody trades for him. Like, you go after Buddy Hield and you pay the man what he wants, realistically. But, you know, we were talking about this, you know, the other day during our subscription live. Like, if you wanted to make sure that Buddy Hield is on your team, a deal, in my opinion, that would make a whole lot of sense is maybe a Gary Harris, Chuma, KK for Buddy Hield in Indiana. Gary Harris is somebody that is from Indiana. Their contracts are somewhat similar. Even though Buddy Hield, his contract is going to expire, so he's going to be a free agent next season. You know, if there's some type of confirmation that you're able to convince him to stay here long term, he already expressed that he's not happy in Indiana. You swing the deal a little bit with a player like Chuma Okeke, who has dealt with injuries, but is healthy now, has shown some bright spots this season. You know, maybe Indiana does something like that. I don't know. But if you're asking me which one in between, now I'll take Buddy Hield in a heartbeat without questions, without remorse. Do whatever you have to do to bring Buddy in a Magic uniform. And then nickname him the mayor. Man.
That would be amazing. But, I mean, I got to tell you, again, you look at the stats right now, Buddy Hield, just a guy that healthier also, right? So great shooter, we know that. But not for nothing, man. Jalen Suggs a lot to grow as a point guard, but I don't mind him being the point guard that brings the ball up to half court and then passes it on to Paolo or Franz to create. Like, I'm okay with that for the time being. Any one of the two guys would be an improvement to what we have today. That, let's make that very, very clear. And to what we're saying, the assets wouldn't be too much. I don't consider an expiring contract of Markel, if he's not going to fit long-term, a valuable asset. I don't consider Gary Harris, Chuma Okeke, and a pick a massive asset. And by a pick, I mean maybe Denver's 25 first-rounders. If you're really trying to get a trade done and secure it, that should get it done. So I hope those are things that we're hearing about. The trade deadline is less than a month away now. we better be involved in that buddy conversation, that Brogdon conversation, because either one of those guys will make us a much better team overnight. The moment they land here, putting a Magic jersey and go on the court with Paolo and Franz, we are a better team right away. So ideally, we're hearing those things as we approach February 8th.
It makes so much sense. Like, Paolo Banchero in the paint, they're already collapsing on him. Franz Wagner driving to the basket every chance he gets, they're already collapsing on him. These guys are dying for a massive three-point threat to be open in the corner, the top of the key, to be open, to be able to take the shot, to alleviate some of that pressure that they're getting in the paint. Like, those are the type of players that you need to surround with three-point shooters. And the fact that we haven't done that yet to the level that we're expecting goes to show that it's only a matter of time. Like, this isn't rocket science. This isn't, like, we don't need analytics for this. This is standard basketball that's been played the same way for a very, very long time. You need to give them shooters. It's just what it is. So NBA trade deadline, as you said, is right around the corner. It's going to be exciting to see, what the Magic end up doing. And, you know, as we hope, even though the Magic decide to kind of keep everything close to the chest, we do hope that the Magic are involved in every single conversation out there, because the Magic should be out there looking to find ways to improve this team. Coming up this week, we have tonight against the Miami Heat, Saturday against OKC, Monday in New York, and then Wednesday at Atlanta. These next four games, Al, what are your predictions?
Let's first say that, again, the tough schedule continues. So we're back on the road again for tough games. Miami, OKC, back-to-back. The Knicks and Atlanta. The Knicks are playing really, really well since the trade. So a tough schedule. Again, Atlanta always gives us a hard time. So I am hoping that at some point this road trip, I'm hoping Saturday, if not Monday in New York, we see Franz again. I know we're hearing now that J.I. is no longer dealing with the hamstring injury. It's more of an illness. So hopefully he can come back as well. So that would make a big difference if our depth is back. We would only have Gary Harris left, I think, to come back at that point. So we'll see what happens there. But if you can find a way, and I keep saying this, if you can find a way to keep winning some random games that you're supposed to lose. So for instance, tonight in Miami, Jimmy Butler's not playing. Kyle Lowry might not be playing. If that is the case and you can steal that game in Miami, that would be amazing. From there, you go to New York. You go to Atlanta, find a way to win one of those two games. So ideally, if we can go 2-2, that would be the perfect scenario for the Magic. Again, keep competing with those teams that are near you in the standings, because again, the East is going to come down to the very end. So that's my prediction, 2-2 this week for us.
Yeah. So for these weeks, this week I'm not too fond of the fact that all these games are away. You're going against Miami, then OKC in a back to back, Monday against the Knicks, Wednesday against Atlanta. So being optimistic, I would say I would put us at 2-2. Miami not having Jimmy Butler, to me that is a disrespect in a sense. So hopefully the Magic take that offensive and go out there and ball out. OKC, they're just playing really, really good basketball. And then Atlanta, I feel like Atlanta, we just have their number. After they beat us one time, in the beginning of the season, I really like the matchup that we had, and they're playing a little disgruntled basketball right now also. So I say Miami and Atlanta. OKC would be tough. And hopefully, man, Cole Anthony has a crazy game in Madison Square Garden. That's my prediction. So we'll see what ends up happening. The Magic finally getting their reinforcements back. Hopefully we see a better showing from Markelle Fultz. Hopefully Joe Ingles comes in, picks up right where he left off, and he's able to kind of lead that second unit. Jonathan Isaac, we'll see how long it takes for him to kind of get over that illness. And then hopefully we get to see Wendell back as well. So a lot to keep an eye out for. Franz, it was also said that, Jeff Turner during the broadcast said that he should be back soon. I'm not sure if he was supposed to say that, or if he knows something that we don't know, which, you would imagine, but hopefully we get to see Franz in pretty soon. So On that note, it is a wrap. I appreciate everyone for listening. This show was brought to you by Bet Online. Catch you guys next week.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.